This week, President Donald Trump endorsed Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey's legislation blocking sanctuary cities like Philadelphia from getting some federal funds. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
On Tuesday, Toomey was one of a handful of lawmakers invited to the White House to discuss so-called sanctuary city policy. Philadelphia and other cities only hold immigrants on behalf of federal authorities when they provide a judge's warrant. In the meeting, Toomey spoke frankly with Trump as the TV cameras rolled.
Mr. President, the idea that certain municipalities and jurisdictions in the United States confer a special legal protection on violent criminals because they came here illegally, that is a breed of madness that the vast majority of my constituents...
It is rather incredible.
They just cannot understand and cannot support.
Toomey is sponsoring a bill to cut off certain funds to cities like Philadelphia that have enacted policies that the Department of Justice says hampers its efforts to detain and deport illegal immigrants. While Philadelphia has won a court case over the dispute, Toomey's proposal would breathe new life into their effort.
Legal immigrants in this country often live amongst people who are here illegally, and their lives are threatened by this policy.
There's limited research on crime rates in sanctuary cities versus other cities, but the studies that have been done show no statistically significant difference in crime rates. Philadelphia and other cities say they need sanctuary policies to ensure that immigrants feel comfortable calling the police when they're the crime victims. Democrats from the region are up in arms over Toomey's efforts, especially now that the Department of Justice is suing the entire state of California over its sanctuary policy. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is one of the fiercest critics of such efforts.
Well, it's beyond surreal. You would think that the Department of Justice would have a lot bigger issues to fry, like gun trafficking in our country, like gangs, like a whole host of issues of foreign interference in our country. But they go after a state based upon the state's right to decide how it's going to execute its laws.
While Trump keeps trying to enact such restrictions, others say the Philadelphia court win should be a warning to the administration that such policies are valid.
I think it's a non-starter.
That's Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Dwight Evans, who says Toomey and Trump are playing to the right wing of their party.
I think they're talking to a certain audience within the country, right?
Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle says the Trump White House is taking America backwards in regards to immigrants.
This administration is the most anti-immigrant in at least 100 years. There's no question that they're going to continue doing things, whether it's against California or other municipalities or states, that are all drived at targeting immigrants. I really wish that this president understood American history better, understood that we are a nation of immigrants.
Some Republican members of Congress with lots of immigrants in their districts are critical of sanctuary policies. Ryan Costello represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia, including Chester County. Under newly drawn district maps, he would represent agriculture areas with sizable immigrant populations. But he has no sympathy for Philadelphia's policy.
Philadelphia should communicate, right? I think you reach a certain point in time where the city of Philadelphia would come to the realization that they do have to follow the law there, and they have to report if they pick up someone who does not have the proper paperwork. Otherwise, you're sanctioning the non-enforcement of existing law.
But Costello says he'd rather see Congress and the White House focus on a broader immigration proposal that also dealt with so-called dreamers, unauthorized immigrants brought to this country as children.
I would like to see the Senate get a comprehensive immigration bill that's bipartisan. The more votes they have over there, the better, and that be the basis for having a bill pass the House.
Senator Toomey's proposal on sanctuary cities has failed twice, but he's not giving up, especially now that President Trump is backing the plan so strongly. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.